Boy, David, I don't want you to say I told you so, but go ahead. Say it.
I told you so.
Yeah. What a mess. What a mess.
Well, you know, it's entirely predictable, and it's not unexpected, and here we are, you know, and it's all a symptom of, you know, basically looking at the way we've been pumping the easy-to-get-at oil, and there's not as much of that anymore. So these riskier kinds of operations are what we're reduced to now in this, you know, in this era. You know, the oil that we have been pumping was easy to get at, and, you know, even then we had quite a few major disasters, but, you know, the oil companies had assured us that that was in the past, and technology had triumphed, and we can drill to ridiculous depths now to in safety and in comfort. And, well, you know, as I said, this is not going to be the case. And oil is only one of the scary, nasty things that, you know, high-pressure oil from under the ocean floor, one of the scary, nasty things that we're going to be looking to for fuel over the next few decades. And we have better ways to go.
Why do I have the feeling that BP is not even going to get a hand slap on this one?
Well, George, you know, this was arranged a long time ago because, as we all know, the Exxon Valdez cost, you know, the oil companies over $2 billion in cleanup costs over 4 years. And they, you know, really were reeling for over 20 years from the mass of lawsuits from everyone who lost their livelihood. All the people who, you know, did oyster farming, who did fishing, who did all of those things, those were very profitable businesses, and all of those folks sued Exxon, and they held those people off for more than 20 years, making profit on all the money they were not paying out to the people who had won their lawsuits. So the oil industry said, hey, you know, no one's looking, we're going to go ahead and make a deal. So they went to Congress, and Congress was saying, you know, we got to do something about this spill stuff, and, you know, we need to have some money in place to clean up some of these spills. So they passed the Oil Spill Liability Act, and they taxed the oil companies 8 cents a barrel to go ahead and have some money on hand in case there was, well, a blowout in the bottom of the Gulf. But 8 cents a barrel is almost nothing. It's only about $1.5 billion in the fund after all these years. But the oil companies never give in to something like this without getting something back. And what they got back was an exemption from liability above $75 million. So if you're a shrimper down there in Louisiana and you're going to sue them for the loss of your livelihood, get in line. But there won't be much when you get there because the oil companies are protected from all those damaged lawsuits. They still have to clean up the mess, but they have already engineered a legal way out.
Well, and that's the number that the head of BP continues to throw out. He says we'll spend $75 million, not anymore.
Well, and that's, you know, any more than that will require 20 years of lawsuits. But by then, you know, we won't be using any oil anymore as a fuel, and heck, you know, they'll be on to more profitable things, they hope. But expect that for all the talk that BP says, well, we're going to take care of everybody, we're going to clean up the mess, that's true. They're going to try to clean up the mess. And, of course, the Exxon Valdez, they cleaned up maybe 5% of the oil.
Yeah.
But and they'll do that much. But they're not going to pay anyone for ruining their livelihood, for damaging their beaches, and the incredible, nasty health effects that everyone in the next weeks, in the weeks ahead, are going to be experiencing from the oil byproducts blowing ashore.
It's obvious marine-based drilling is not safe.
Well, you know, we've had lots and lots of accidents. It's not even new in the Gulf. I mean, our biggest accident in North America was not the Exxon Valdez. It was the Ixtoc, you know, exploded rig over in shallow water, over to closer to Mexico, and that slick was over 20 times what this one was, and it took 9 months to cap. So, you know, is it safe? Boy, I'll tell you, there hasn't been a good track record on that so far. And the thing about it is, the deeper we go, the higher the pressure the oil is. So now we're talking thousands of pounds per square inch. In other words, all the water and all the rock, you know, create pressure on the deposits of oil in the, you know, in the sands and in the gravels that contain it. But that oil is under tremendous pressure under all those miles of rock. And so when you punch a hole into it,